Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank everyone at the Oasis Podcast, as you were.
Welcome back to the Oasis Podcast, the ultimate audio guide to Oasis. And this is, I suppose, my second episode in 2 days, although it doesn't feel like it. It feels like about a month has passed since I recorded pretty much around this time yesterday. But it, what a kind of mad 24 hours it's been. So just to headline is, something's been announced for tomorrow. Something has been announced for tomorrow, 27th of August at 8 a.m. I'm recording this at just gone 4 o'clock on the 26th, the day after Liam played Reading. And so it remains to be seen what it is. We still don't know 100% as I'm recording this. I'm going to have fun looking back on these guys. But yeah, as we sit here right now, we don't know what it is, but 99.9% sure, surely. It's an Oasis reunion, which just feels very weird to be saying out loud. I can hear the words coming out of my mouth, but I don't quite believe that I'm actually saying them. So what we're going to do today is just go back a few days and just sort of catch up with what's been going on, because there's mad stuff. Like, I've been on Sky News, which I'm going to drop in. I was there live streaming the gig. That was what you heard at the start there, was me going, what, when the announcement came up on the screen. I'm going to be on BBC Radio as well, BBC Scotland. That's going to be dropping. And hopefully that will be dropped in here as well. Oh, so yeah, let's just try and summarise it. I thought this was going to be like a Reading review, you know, just talking about Liam and how it was a good gig or whatever, or me talking about going to see Kneecap or these other bands. But yeah, that's sort of gone to the back of the queue, really, because obviously this news, assuming it is what we think it is just the biggest thing to have happened in, what, 15 years? Or the history of the world, you pick. So I don't even know how to begin. Obviously, it's not ideal doing like TV interviews and stuff after having done a whole weekend at Reading. A bit fuzzy-headed, but yeah. So let's just take it back a notch. Where have we come from to get to this point? Okay, over a year ago, I had messages with a journalist who was saying, who's good friends with Noel, and was saying what he's heard is 10 nights Wembley, 10 nights Manchester, summer 2025. That's what he's heard. And it sort of was just waiting for both the brothers to sign, but it was good to go. And I, you know, you're always reading other stuff and rumours and blah, blah, blah. And you just don't know if someone's just completely bullshitting or where it's come from. But this was a genuine source and like a don't tell anyone. So this was like, okay, fine. This feels real then. And so I've just dropped it in over the months. Okay, this is, I think this is probably what's most likely. And then, started to pick up steam. Secret Drug Addict last week, or I don't even know, it might have been a month ago now. I haven't got a clue what day it is even. Secret Drug Addict said the same thing. Said on Twitter, 10 nights Manchester, 10 nights Wembley, to be announced very, very soon. And and so I reached out to Secret Drug Addict, and and I suppose the fact that they are anonymous, they can kind of get away with it, right? You probably couldn't if you were known, because then, you know, they don't know who it's coming from. But Secret Drug Addict had sort of said exactly the same thing, and I thought, that is funny then, isn't it? How is that funny? So I then recorded the recent episode where we were talking to Katie, and we were just talking about other stuff like the Sad Song reissue, and we did the Oasis A to Z for Head Shrinker. Oh, and by the way, let's talk about Oasis Rumours reunion. Ugh, I don't really like talking about them, but we may as well, which is always kind of how I feel about these things. It's been so many times. You know, I look back at like the interview I did with James Hargreaves a year ago or something. So this always kind of comes up. But it felt big enough and different enough to actually record a little bit. Okay, let's get it out there. So then I sort of clipped the sort of 2 minutes worth of me just talking about it from the episode, put that on Twitter. That then kind of becomes its own news story. Barstool Sports, a guy called Robbie Fox, who's a big Oasis fan over there. It's like a big American website. They run the story. And but based on my comments, I'm sort of, well, hold on, like, I'm don't take me at face value. I'm sort of, you know, you should go and talk to the actual sources. Don't base a news story on me. And then that sort of picked up steam. And then we start hearing Tuesday starts coming up, and that's on the forums. That's from our mate Kyle on the Oasis Collectors Group page. He knows, you know, a lot of the guys, he's done signings with them. So if someone knows something, it will probably be him, you know. And we start to hear, it's Tuesday. Okay, what is it Tuesday? You know, who knows? And then, once again, from our friend Secret Drug Addict, he told me it's going to be on the big screen. It's going to be on the big screen at Reading. There's going to be, that was like the chatter. He was backstage at Reading. And the chatter was, it's going to be on the big screen at the end of Liam's show. Okay, all right, that's fine. So anyway, so I'm then, you know, at Reading, having a good old time. And let's jump back a couple of days to before all this madness ensued, when I caught up with our good friend Richard. So let's hear from this, and then we'll jump back into where we are now. All right, I'm here at Reading. I just bumped into Richard. How you doing?
Hey, Ramey. Hello, I'm good, mate. I've had a very good day so far. I've just watched Big Special on the introducing stage, which was fucking great.
Very great.
And annoyingly, I missed their set on the Festival Republic early on. So no, just seen the introducing stage. Missed the public stage early on because, honestly, because I'm setting up the fucking Wi-Fi in the press area because I'm that much of a wanker that that's what I do now. But they were fucking brilliant. They're absolutely brilliant. Down the front, that guy's got such a good voice.
You know what? I sort of did a little bit of a listener of a few tracks for all the bands I wasn't familiar with. They were one I weren't familiar with. And I was just like, okay, so it's Idolsy, post-punk, you know, electronic. Okay, fine. I didn't realise the guy's got like a David Bowie, like... deep vibrato going.
It's kind of great. He reminds me, because he's big and hairy, he kind of reminds me of Rag and Bone Man. Like, he's got the power of the voice and like a real range. And like, so those not familiar, they're a band that do like, they play a backing track, there's a live drummer and there's just a singer, but the backing track is loud.
The backing track is
really loud, like the drummer keeps up, but the voice was just about keeping up. Yeah. I mean, I saw them out in the year, and I was gutted I missed them. They're brilliant. Yeah. Probably highlight of the day so far, I would say.
Really? Well, highlight day for me was Kneecap. And I love those guys. Like, being like Irish, you know, obviously I'm clearly very Irish, as everyone knows, to be sure. But they are fucking great.
Yeah.
And I got to see them on the main stage. Didn't catch all of them. We were a bit late coming in. And then always takes longer to get into these things, doesn't it? But then got to the signing as well. Got a signing with them. Had a good chat with them. They were...
Check the Oasis Pod Instagram for pictures.
Exactly. At Oasis Pod. And really, really good guys. And then we saw a bit of Flo on the BBC other one. Whatever that one's called. And that was...
The Radio 1 stage.
Radio 1 stage, yeah. And they were really good. Like, Destiny's Child sort of... throwback like poppy girl group, which was really cool. They were like, they had a technical malfunction. Actually, right. They dealt with it really well. Like, okay. They, you know, just when it's on, it's like, you know, how they're going to cope. They did great.
Did you notice that Kneecap had that? They had they've got a song with Green Chatton from Fontaine's DC called Better something. I forget the name of it.
Better
now.
Life or something.
Yeah, Better Life. I can't remember. Some half cut now. But like, it skipped, didn't it? Like, it kind it skipped. They stopped it. They were just like, fuck it.
Next one.
And just carried on. And like, just seamlessly just carried on. It was like, that's probably your biggest tune.
Exactly.
Certainly the one that you've got the biggest name on.
Yeah, yeah.
And they just ploughed on and cracked on. It was, I thought they were fucking great, actually. Very powerful. I don't think you see much on the BBC because there was a lot of Palestine stuff and a lot of tricolours and a lot of balaclavas, and I don't think the BBC will show much, which is a shame. But I thought they were great.
Brilliant. Yeah. And then
that's
all
for the day, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I saw a bit of, I was, Sota were on the background while I was eating. Right. And I was like, I've given myself indigestion now because it's like, it's full on drum and bass. Yeah. I'm like, shove it in, drum and bass. I'm like, oh no, hold on.
What did you eat? That's the most important question.
It was awesome. It was like halloumi with chips and chicken and in a pita. It was great. Gyros, Greek place.
I mean, who says festivals have gone middle class? With like, you know, did you have halloumi fries? That's the question.
No, I didn't have halloumi fries. It was hip, but it was delicious. It was great. Anyway, I did have, and I've said on the pod before, that I actually requested and got press pass, right? And then like a couple of weeks before the festival, I got an email from like this fucking the PR company, like, yeah, really sorry, actually we're really oversubscribed, so we can't give you a press pass, but hope you enjoy the festival. Yeah. Like, you absolute bastards. So go on then. So you've been, but you've had it,
like, there's not been much going on today. Tomorrow I've got interviews lined up with Courting, Wonder Horse and the Wombats.
Oh yeah.
There's a name from 2008.
Yeah.
Which potentially be quite good. But I've got them all in the space of an hour, just before Fontaine. So I'm a little bit like, I really hope they don't overrun, because only Fontaine's for me tomorrow. But yeah, it's good. I mean, it's great Wi-Fi. That's pretty much it. You know, great Wi-Fi. Get out of the shade. I've seen a few enemy journalists like Mark Beaumont and Andrew Trendle. They're in the backstage area. I saw a big special in the backstage area. I got a free pint in the backstage area because they overcharged me for a cider. Because pints of cider are £6.90 and lager is £7.30, and I charged me £7.30 for a cider. I said to the guy, I was like, oh, mate, you overcharged me, but it's fine. He was like, oh, do you want another cider? I was like, yes, I do. I will have a 40p pint of cider, please. That's been the basic highlight of the backstage area. Really. I mean, worth it for that.
Absolutely.
To be perfectly honest, worth it for that. But I've done it. I reported Kneecap, so that's online now at Clash, and I retweet it and stuff. But I'm kind of holding back for the apology, I think, really. Or essentially, the assignment is, if anything great happens, live report it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's basically the headliners.
Just enjoy it and write it up.
Basically, yeah, Prodigy, Lana Del Rey, I think. Fontaines will probably be quite a big thing. Yeah. But essentially, it's just the headliners. I'm not doing Liam.
Oh.
I've just thought, well, me and the other reporter are both big Oasis fans, so I've decided I'll let her do it, because I anticipate I might be a bit hungover on Monday morning. So it might not be my best work. I'm kind of like, do you know what? I might just enjoy it. I might just actually enjoy the gig.
As you enjoy it, relax. It's going to be definitely maybe set, isn't it?
Yeah.
So yeah. So I'm looking forward to that. I was saying to you before we hit record, like, there doesn't seem to be. I mean, this is a very young festival, right? It's a loads of kids.
Yeah.
It's loads of kids. Obviously, it's Blink-182 tonight. So there's a lot of sort of that kind of post-punky, you know, thick earlobe things and stuff like that. A lot of those sort of guys around. And yeah, so it's not really much Oasis. I've seen a lot of Celtic tops and Island tops, which has been great. I suppose that's for Kneecap and for Fontaines tomorrow. But I wonder if on Sunday, suddenly, like, the lads are going to come out. Because I was going to walk around and interview Oasis-y looking people, but there hasn't been any.
I've seen a couple of Oasis t-shirts, and I have seen a lot of fair few groups of middle-aged men. But it is Friday, isn't it? It's a work day. So it will be tomorrow, Saturday will be busier with the non-work people. And then even Sunday will be even busier with the middle-aged men. It will be fair. You'll be able to spot them. I don't think we'll be short of Oasis fans.
We'll get the well ends. Don't worry.
We'll get the well ends. The well ends will be here. And like I said to you, I think I might have said to you, I don't think I've said it on the pod, but when I saw Liam in Cardiff, I remember being for the Definitely Maybe tour. I remember looking across and seeing a child.
Yeah.
They got 19 at oldest.
Yeah, yeah.
The Definitely Maybe logo, the Brian Cannon tattooed on his neck. So yeah, I mean, you know, as we've spoken out for a while, the kids fucking love Liam, don't they?
Yeah.
So I think it'll be very fucking busy on Sunday, I think.
It will. It'll be mad. And I think, although the only thing, I'm comparing it to when I saw the Manics at a festival a few years ago at Truck. And down the front, like, we were sort of like straight away just got to the front, and it was like, oh, okay. And no one knew the words. Everyone was just covered in glitter and just like, okay, who's this band from the night? And I was like singing every word. I'm like, fucking hell, no one knows the words. So I will be interested to see if like there is a bunch of like mad Liam fans there.
I think it'll be fine. I don't think you'll be short of people singing on Sunday night. Because it would be that perfect combination of, you know, because Liam's transcended generation now, isn't it? I mean, as Noel said in that Definitely Maybe interview with John Robb, you know, Liam's still doing it now. He's still influencing the kids. And I think Judge Mob, the power that he carries now, throw in the well ends, throw the middle-aged Fairweather fans and stuff. Yeah, I think it'll be quite a sing-along on Sunday night.
But probably not for the B-sides.
No.
Like we've experienced on the tour so far.
I've not been looking at the sets. Like, with the festival sets, has he trimmed the B-sides?
No, I think it's pretty much exactly... it's exactly the same set. Like, and Lock All The Doors was on, definitely.
Oh, really? Okay.
In Belfast it was. So
nice, okay.
I don't know if he will play it tonight, on Sunday night.
Because he's penciled for an hour and a half. Right. So I suppose maybe 50 minutes. Probably
about the same. About exactly the same, but...
Yes, so when you hear people singing I Will Believe, that will be me.
Just me and you singing every word to Cloudburst.
On separate sides of the crowd. Just like hearing a random voice on the telly, just singing away.
And I did tweet at Liam earlier, like, Liam, please play, please dedicate Columbia to me, because it's my favourite song. So we will see. And I got like quite a few likes, but I don't know if that was people liking because they think Columbia is a great song, because they're wrong, obviously, or liking because they know, James doesn't like it.
I'm just going to throw flame on the fire now. I was at Reading Festival in 2009 when Oasis split up, which was 15 years ago. 15 years before that, it was Definitely Maybe. So it seems like the synchronicity going on. So maybe the reunion's going to be announced this weekend. It's not. It's obviously not.
I'm gonna do an audio message tweet about it. That's then gonna get picked up by fucking. Oh my
God. Don't clip it. Well, I mean, you asked for that. If you will stir the pot.
Although,
I'm just gonna say now. I've seen Noel backstage. Yeah. So
what? And Tony McCarroll. Yeah. And Scott McLeod. Anyway, right. I'm gonna go and meet up with my significant other and watch Confidence Man.
All right. Until next time.
All right. See you later, mate.
Imagine for a minute, imagine the best version of you, where you look and feel your best self, where your confidence shines through every day. This is how your skincare routine should make you feel, an easy-to-use system giving your skin exactly what it needs so you look and feel your best. Well, imagine no more, because Meaningful Beauty has arrived. Businesswoman, entrepreneur, and supermodel Cindy Crawford founded Meaningful Beauty with world-renowned cosmetic specialist Dr. Sabah to share his age-maintenance-focused skincare treatments and formulas. Cindy has been consistently using this breakthrough age-maintenance system to protect her skin and prevent premature signs of aging for over 20 years. If there's proof of the power of consistent age maintenance, you only have to look at Cindy. She's not gorgeous for her age, she's just gorgeous. Inside and out, she's a shining example of a never too early, never too late to start an age maintenance practice that meaningfully embraces your age. Nature provides ways to protect us from the environment, and Meaningful Beauty's secret is a unique and powerful antioxidant derived from a genetically rare melon found only in the south of France, a region known for women having beautiful skin. I love the 7-piece deluxe face and neck skincare system featuring effective serums, treatments, and creams formulated to work together to provide exactly what you need to achieve a more radiant, youthful appearance. Personally, I've been really loving the Youth Activating Melon Serum. It smells so delicious, feels incredible, and my skin looks amazing. And I've been getting so many compliments on how my skin has been looking recently. Over 5 million women have used Meaningful Beauty for its innovative formulas that help achieve radiant, younger-looking skin and hair so you can look and feel your best at every age. That gives you confidence to go out and live your life fully, whatever that means to you. Amazingly, after using Meaningful Beauty for 8 weeks, 100% of women said their skin looks vibrant and bright. It's never too late and it's never too early to start taking care of your skin. Try the Meaningful Beauty 7-piece deluxe face and neck skincare system for 60 days. If you're not completely satisfied, just return the bottles, even if empty, and get your money back. And remember, your confidence is beautiful too. Tomorrow's gorgeous starts today. Go to meaningfulbeauty.com/glow to receive 25% off and get the targeted treatment duo gift set for free. Go to meaningfulbeauty.com/glow to receive 25% off and get the targeted treatment duo gift set for free. Meaningfulbeauty.com/glow.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com.
Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So there you go. That was me and Richard there. And as you can hear, it was only on Friday that it was like a joke. Oh, ha, ha, ha. Yeah, it will be announced today. Oh, ha, ha, ha. It will be announced this weekend. Ha, ha, ha. And it was. It was. So that's just that mad timeline of events. One thing I forgot to mention, obviously, a couple of days ago, we had the Noel Gallagher interview with John Robb that we know was recorded at Sifters when I was at the Oasis Collectors Group thing. So that was happening in Manchester at the same time as the Oasis Collectors Group event was going on at Salford Lads Club. Well, we know that because one of the Oasis Collectors Group guys had gone to Sifters to just do your typical Sifters pilgrimage, and it was closed, and he saw Noel was inside, and so hung around and waited to get a photo with Noel on the way out. Yeah, and that was also the same time that Liam was playing co-op. So could that have been the meeting? Could it have been? Who knows? But yeah, anyway, that interview with John Robb I thought was very interesting. And he talks so positively about Liam. And so that's something that, you know, was definitely fueling the fires for that last couple of days of like, wow, he's been really positive about Liam here. He's sort of saying what a great singer he is. And he's talking about Definitely Maybe and those times with, you know, with real passion. And so it was like, okay, this feels quite real then. Anyway, so that was sort of another part of the story, I suppose. So yeah, so then on the Sunday, just yesterday, which is mad, I recorded like a very, very quick sort of 4-minute episode. So I was literally running out the door like a taxi had been ordered to get to the train station, and I just quickly recorded it. I didn't even drop in the, you know, all right, it's Liam or any of that stuff. Just literally ran out the door. And yeah, because I thought this feels like it's happening. Something should be out there to really try and capture it. And so I got it out just in time. And yeah, and lo and behold, it's happened. So I said on the audio yesterday that we'd heard that the fact that it was going to be on the big screen. And it was. It was on the big screen. So let's jump back in to Liam's set from yesterday. Where then, so I've been live streaming quite a lot of the set. Now, I'm not really, I don't like to record at gigs, as you know. But to be fair, what had happened is at Reading, you kind of have the front section is kind of, you've got to get there early and then kind of get in at the sides to be in the front section. Otherwise, then they close that bit, I suppose, to stop crushing, and everyone else just has to get into the main section behind. So, yeah, and I was just too late. I just missed getting in the front section, which is a real shame because I really wanted to get down the front and wave the Oasis podcast flag around and stuff so Liam could see it, but didn't get in. Just missed out getting into the front section, which was gutting, but ended up going into the main section. And so was then, well, I'm quite far back. It's not like I'm getting in people's way. People weren't really singing as loudly around me. It was mainly kind of 16, 17-year-olds that didn't really know it. You know, or they were singing Rock and Roll Star and Live Forever, but that was about it. They were just sort of nodding along and happy enough. Not talking loads, which was great, because I know some of the other bands I saw, just loads of talking and chat around me, which was just doing my head in. Pretty evenly split. It's probably slightly more male, like 60-40, but pretty evenly split. The odd person here and there singing every word. But most people were just sitting there watching the show. And so to me, that was, it was fine. It was a different experience. And I think if I was going to see Liam at a gig and that was the atmosphere, I would have been disappointed. I'd think, oh, wow, this is lacking. But actually, it was a festival. It's a bunch of 16-year-old kids who don't really know it. Funnily enough, someone, because I was wearing my Oasis podcast flag around my shoulders, people had seen I was doing Instagram Live, and sort of a couple of people a couple of guys had tapped me, man, you're doing Instagram Live? I said, yeah, I'm the Oasis podcast. Man's got Oasis podcast, like that. And one guy then tapped me on the shoulder a bit later. Excuse me, is he going to play Wonderwall? I said, no, sorry, mate. No, Wonderwall was from the second album. He's just playing the first album. Oh, okay. What song is he going to play then? I said, oh, Cigarettes and Alcohol, Supersonic, Live Forever. Oh, I know Live Forever. All right, thank you very much. It's like these polite kids, man. But fair enough. But yeah, but anyway, so that was the vibe in a lot of the crowd. So the gig was absolutely fine. Liam was on great form. to be honest, I wasn't really taking it in as much as I normally do when I'm at these gigs. Say, I saw him only a couple of months ago in Manchester, so it wasn't like I was really trying to analyse the band and anything like that this time. I was more just kind of enjoying it, singing along, and then, and say, live streaming, because I did live stream about three or four songs. And if you go to Oasis Pod on Instagram, you'll see my live streams from there. But then I suppose the key thing really was what was going to happen at the end. Was something going to come up on the main screen at the end? Was he going to say something about Noel or about a reunion? He dedicated Half the World Away to Noel fucking Gallagher, but that's not a big deal. He's been doing that on every gig anyway, so that was standard. But then, he didn't say anything else. There's a little bit of in-between chat, but typical stuff, dedicating a song to Man City, dedicating a song to the Flamingos, which was completely, no one got that at all except me. The set was shorter, so like you heard me talking to Richard there, I thought it'd be a much longer set. He was penciled in like 9:50 to 11:30, I think, or 11:20. He was done by 11. It was literally an hour and 10, and he'd done the whole of Definitely Maybe, and they really trimmed out the B-sides. So we didn't get, Do You Want to Be a Spaceman? We didn't get Cloudburst, didn't get I Will Believe, didn't get Lock All the Doors. Got It's Good to Be Free, so a couple of others, but yeah, really trimmed it down quite a lot. It was quite surprising as well, you know, because you think, oh, okay, should be another 20 minutes. When he said this is the last one, Live Forever, I mean, you know he's going to come back on and do Walrus, but it's like, really? You've got another 20 minutes, mate. But to be fair, I think they were just sort of happy to just get it done and get out, I think. I think it wasn't like a mad crowd. I think he's probably seen the sort of lacklustre reception to some of the lesser known B-sides. He was just like, let's just get it done and get out. And then I suppose they knew what the excitement would be when it came up. So it comes up on the screen. So Walrus ends. It comes up on the screen. 27/08/2024 in the classic Oasis Brian Cannon logo in the box. 8 a.m. So what is that all about? So you heard my little reaction there at the start, but then I thought, right, I'm Instagramming live. I think there was probably a couple of hundred people watching, so I just thought, let's spin the camera back on me and just give a live reaction, which I wasn't planning to do, but I thought, well, let's just do it. So here is my live reaction from the time.
Okay, cool. Right, so Liam's just finished. See, fantastic gig. Annoyed I didn't get into the front bit. I was watching another band, didn't get there in time, so I couldn't get right down the front. But yeah, Liam was fantastic as always. Really short set, he wasn't supposed to finish until like 5:30, but we're done by the sounds of it. Cut out a lot of the B-sides, no Cloudburst, no the High Flying Birds one that he does. I can't think off the top of my head. But yeah, so it was a really short set, really good. The guys around me were all kids, I didn't know what was going on, but it was all good. And so it just popped up at the end there, 27/08. So it looks like there is going to be an announcement. And the fact that Oasis have tweeted it, well, if it was Liam just doing a live album, well, would Oasis have tweeted it, right? So it sounds like it's going to be, something's happening. So anyway, right, I'm going to go, I think. I'm going to go and get the train. But thank you very much. I hope you guys have enjoyed the live stream. Podcast coming near you. Oh, Noel didn't turn up. Noel tweeted it. Josh14 Roland says Noel's tweeted it. Paul has just said on my Reddit, Noel and Oasis posted it. Oh Christ, it's coming in, isn't it? Yeah, the podcast man, that's it. It's all down to me. Look, here I am in the podcast flag, boys and girls, at Reading. With a few thousand people. Historic moment live stream. That's a good point. Thank you, Oasis Reunion. Thank you for clarifying that. Yeah, so Noel wasn't there. Jay Mailer does look like him, but it wasn't him. But yeah, great day, great gig. Quiet, as you'd expect. Like, you know, some guy tapped me on the shoulder and was like, excuse me, mate, are they playing Wonderwall? I said, no, mate, they don't play Wonderwall. This is just Definitely Maybe, the first album. Okay. So, yeah. But no, all good. Right, I'm gonna go and get the train now, but it feels real, boys and girls, it feels real. All right, see you later.
All right, there we go. So that was my live reaction there from the time. And as you can hear, I kind of I've repeated all the stories I just told here. I completely forgot what I've said today and what I said last night. As I said, it's been a mad couple of days. And then get home, completely kind of blown away. Obviously, Twitter's blowing up, the Instagram's blowing up, emails, messages, like, what is going on? Is this really happening? And then went to sleep, woke up this morning to once again, loads of Twitter, loads of Instagram, loads of messages, plus a email request to do Sky News. So I contacted them back, sort of happy to do it. And I also got another one, and this was through my mate Will Cooper, who works at Five Live, who's been on. Five Live wanted to have me on. Yep, fine, definitely happy to do that. So Five Live then sort of said, okay, we'll come on at like 12:35. Okay, cool. So I'm sat there literally primed, ready to go to talk to Five Live at 12:35. 12:28 or around there, it's announced Sven-Göran Eriksson has died. And so I'm like, oh, okay, I'm literally ready to go on air. And it's like breaking news, drop everything, Sven-Göran Eriksson has died. Okay, so I'm sat there hanging on the phone, didn't hear back from them for ages. Then they came back to me, so sorry, yeah, we had to bump you because Sven-Göran Eriksson. I said, no worries, that's absolutely fine, you know, it's all good. And to be honest, I was like quite relieved because I was sort of quite stressed out anyway. And I thought, okay, well, that's going to kill the Sky News one as well, isn't it? Because, you know, who's going to be chatting about, you know, Oasis when literally, you know, this super famous England football manager has just died. So anyway, so I'm like, okay, getting on with the rest of my day and obviously all the madness going on social media, as well as trying to live normal life. And then we get a call, actually, no, Sky News do still want to do it. Okay, so we're going to go live on TV at like 1:30. And so, yeah, so we did. So I literally went on Sky News. Now, you know me, I don't really like putting my face out there very much. I much prefer to do the audio podcast, but you know, it's a great opportunity, isn't it? And you know, and also I know if I go on Sky News, it'll probably be better than if some dickhead goes on Sky News. So, so I ended up going on Sky News and chatting to them about it. I feel a bit gutted because I'd said to Secret Drug Addict, like, I'll definitely mention you, because it was him really that sort of started this all with those sort of confirming those rumours. But then just as it went through, it was just a bit of a blur and I didn't mention him. Very nice that they sort of asked me about the podcast. So I was able to talk about the podcast, which was really, really cool. And then it sort of cut off a little bit before I was expecting, but obviously it's a busy news day. So, but anyway, here's the audio from me on Sky News.
At the age of 76. Now, is an Oasis reunion on the cards? Well, it's safe to say Liam Gallagher has sent fans into somewhat of a frenzy. It's 15 years since the Gallagher brothers played together before Liam walked out on the band. And last night, they both shared the same video on their X accounts, suggesting there'll be some sort of announcement at 8:00 tomorrow morning. And after performing his Reading Festival set, Liam Gallagher put the same message up on a big screen. Well, joining me now is James Corcoran, host of the Oasis podcast. Thank you so much for joining us here on Sky News. I guess we'll know for sure at 8:00 tomorrow morning. But there have been rumours of some kind of reunion for years. If you do think it's happening, why do you think it's happening now?
Thank you, Barbara. Yeah, it's been a long journey. There's been a lot of rumours for many years, as you say. I think at the moment, obviously we've had this announcement and we don't know exactly what it is, but for it to be put on Liam's Twitter, on Noel's Twitter, on the Oasis Twitter, it feels like it's got to be that. If it comes out that it's a repackaged vinyl, I think we're all going to be quite shocked. So I think it is going to be that. It's felt for a while now that summer of 2025 was going to be the moment, because it's 30 years since the biggest album, What's the Story, Morning Glory. There's a nice sort of 15 years since the split, and that's sort of 15 years from the first album as well. So So it just feels right. There's a couple of personal things as well, like Noel has split up with his wife, and there was always apparently a lot of beef between Noel's wife and Liam. And yeah, and their schedules are clear. You know, their schedules are clear now. No one's got an album due, no one's got a tour due, so summer 2025 looks very likely.
Well, we'll find out tomorrow. But listen, you became a fan in 1994, like many of us, but you started your podcast about Oasis in 2017, and I'm assuming the podcast is still running now. So why did you decide to start a podcast in 2017? And who are your listeners? You know, is it just old people, old, not so young people who remember the 90s? Yeah, the less young. or is it new fans as well that start to appreciate Oasis music?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I started it in 2017 just because I'm a huge fan of podcasts, and there wasn't an Oasis one. There was 100 Beatles ones. There's lots of other band podcasts, but there wasn't an Oasis one, and no one else was going to do it. So I did it and got in quite early and pinched the name Oasis Podcast. It is unofficial, but yeah, I got the name. And so, yeah, and it's been going ever since. So it's been really a great privilege to talk to loads of people involved with the band, whether that's Tony McCarroll, the original drummer, Alan McGee, you know, head of Creation Records, lots of different people. But it is about the fans primarily. It's about sharing this joy of the band, because that's what it's all about. Oasis were always for the fans. And there's a whole new generation now. If you look on Twitter, X, there's loads of like young women, young girls especially, that absolutely love Oasis and are discovering it now. And I was at Reading yesterday, and there was, you know, 60,000 people or whatever it was. And yeah, loads of primarily 16, 17 year olds just loving Liam, loving the band. And yeah, so it is a whole new generation, as well as say, the guys that were guys and women that were there from the 90s.
OK, we're going to have to leave it there. I could talk to you about this for ages, but we've run out of time. James Corcoran, host of the Oasis podcast. I guess we'll find out tomorrow at 8 o'clock to see if there really will be a reunion. For the moment, thank you.
Thank you. So there we are. Very exciting. Great. What a great opportunity to talk to Sky News. Did you notice the mistake there? Before they introduced me, they said Liam left the band in 2009. No, it was Noel that left the band in 2009. I wasn't going to sort of go, oh, actually, before you start, I think you'll find. No, we just had to sort of get on with it. So, yeah, but I hope you thought I came across okay. So I'm very aware of being representative of the fans and making sure we sort of, you know, get the right message out there. So that's what it's all about. Also then, I was speaking earlier to BBC Radio Scotland to their Drive Time show. And so as I'm recording this, it's like 20 to 5 now. I've recorded it at like 2:30. That's apparently going to go out at like 5:25. So if I get a chance to, I will drop in the audio from that here.
Noel and Liam Gallagher have fueled rumours of an Oasis reunion. The brothers posted an image on social media suggesting an announcement is coming tomorrow at 8 a.m. Reports have suggested the pair will perform together next year, including a possible headline set at Glastonbury. I got the thoughts of James Corcoran from the Oasis podcast.
I don't have a crystal ball, but I do have multiple sources, including a fantastic guy called Secret Drug Addict on Twitter, who's a music industry insider, really good guy, does a lot of good sort of drug rehab information. And he's a industry insider. He's been saying for a little while that this is happening. It's going to be a reunion tour. That's what we're thinking. And what I've been hearing for a long time is 10 gigs Manchester, 10 gigs London, so probably Wembley and Heaton Park. So yeah, that would be very exciting.
Second big question, why? Why is this happening and why now?
Well, Noel has got an expensive divorce to pay for. That's probably the cynical route. I think that Liam's always wanted to. You know, Liam even tweeted the other day, I never liked the word former, as in former Oasis singer. You know, Liam has just been ready to go back since day one. Mm. And it was Noel that walked away and wanted to do his own sort of solo thing. And so Liam sort of begrudgingly carried on and as a couple of other names, as BDI and then as Liam Gallagher solo. But he's been ready to go back from day one. I think that now, obviously, it's the 30th anniversary of What's a Story Morning Glory, their most famous album. And so it makes sense in that regard. I suppose it's a perfect that they've had a bit of a break. So, you know, the excitement is built up. It's probably the greatest it's ever been. But if they left it too much longer, then they're sort of then pushing into their mid, late 50s. And then they are, you know, a little bit older. So I think that the time is probably absolutely perfect right now.
And do you think, James, there might be new music? Can we expect new music from them?
I would love that. I haven't heard that. That's not been sort of part of any of the rumours that we've been hearing. Primarily, it's been, as I said, the gigs and tours. Mm. And is it just going to be these shows that we've been hearing about? Or like, is it going to be Glastonbury and things like that, a North American tour? But there's not been any discussion of new music. And I don't know whether that would be the case because, you know, ultimately they can probably, you know, Noel can probably put up with Liam, you know, getting in and out of tour buses, but having him in the studio for a few months might be a little bit tricky.
There are a generation of young people, James, who will know Oasis from, I guess, music app streaming services, but probably never seen them live. How popular do you think these gigs will be?
Oh, they're going to be absolutely huge. I mean, there was a lot of talk about when Nebworth was announced in 1996 that it was something like 2% of the population tried to get tickets. I mean, if it is, you know, if it is 10 shows at Wembley, 10 shows at Heaton Park, I mean, that's getting on for 2 million tickets there. And I think they will sell out easily. As I said, you've got all of the people that were there first time round that would be desperate to see them again. But like we said, a whole new generation of people that never got the chance, that were just born too late and are just desperate to see Oasis. And if you go online, if you look around at the different sort of forums and things, it's so many younger people that have discovered the band, whether it's through streaming services, like you said, or watching the documentaries and things. And it means a lot. And I think it is really that they were like the biggest movement really before the internet kind of took over everyone's lives. So when you look back at those films, it is such a special, special moment to see all those people in a field with no phones in sight. You know, it's very special.
I mean, and touring is a huge earner for musicians, which we've kind of touched on. Can they expect to make the kind of money that Taylor Swift has made? This is going to be a big earner, isn't it?
Well, yeah, absolutely. As I said, I think that, you know, if it is 10 nights at Wembley, that will then be beating Taylor Swift's record set this year for 8 nights at Wembley. So knowing how competitive Noel is, especially, you can imagine he's got a little glint in his eye to think, right, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to beat the record. And yeah, it is going to be a huge, huge earner. I mean, we're sort of all worrying now about, okay, well, how much are these tickets going to be? The demand for tickets is going to be insane. I mean, they could charge whatever they want, really, and they probably would still sell out. Although, you know, Oasis did deliberately keep their ticket prices low back in the 90s. That was something, you look back at Nebworth, then I think it was only about £22. I mean, even with inflation, that wasn't too bad at all.
Yeah. Well, that was James Corcoran from the Oasis podcast.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. So as I'm recording this, I don't know how that sounded, but I did, I did sort of talk to them for probably 4 or 5 minutes. Similar, I was a lot more relaxed with them. I suppose it's an audio. I'm much more comfortable. It felt a little bit less stressful than being live on TV news. So yeah, I hope that came across well if you're listening to that. And that brings us right up to date, I think, unless there's something significant I've not mentioned. I suppose one thing we should mention is someone who's been on top of all of this all the way through has been Maxi Gonzalez. He's sort of really sort of driving a lot of the rumours and is aware of a lot of stuff. I think he's got some good contacts. So yeah, a lot of things have come from him. People on Reddit, people on Live Forever. But yeah. So fair play, Maxi. And obviously, secret drug addict, like I said. So we're going to leave it there. We shall see what happens tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. Be there, see what happens. My prediction right now, as at 4:40 on what day is it? Monday, is it will be a 10 nights Wembley, 10 nights Heaton Park. I don't think it's going to be Glastonbury. They're talking about Glastonbury. I think maybe if they do Glastonbury, they'll probably announce these first and then they'll do Glastonbury later, because you would have thought that they would want to make these exclusive. And actually, if you announce Glastonbury at the same time, then probably people would think, well, I won't get these tickets. I'll go and see Oasis at Glastonbury. But yeah, I can't even believe I'm saying it, to be honest. But yeah, so there we go. I think it's going to be 10 nights in each of those places. There has been rumours then. Now, once again, it's all just rumours. It's all just conjecture. But people are saying, and it's being reported in the press now. Oh, quick, step back. So the first sort of big thing where it went mainstream was The Times reported it. The guy called Jonathan Dean. So when he reported it, it was like, well, hold on. Is he reporting it because he actually knows something? Or is he reporting it because he heard my audio talking about the rumour that I knew, and then that was what he was saying? Because he was basically just saying the same as me. So I don't know. But anyway, once The Times reported it, then all the outlets reported it, saying, according to The Times, sources say. So I think it's like the first person to say it is the person that says it. So, but anyway, yeah, so that was part of the story. But just to clarify then, so what do we think it's going to be? I think it's going to be 20 gigs, 10, 10. Talk of Glastonbury, I don't think so. Maybe that'll be announced later. But I think they'll get these on sale first, get these sold first. I mean, that is a lot of people. You know, Heaton Park, Wembley, these are like 100,000 venues. If they do sell out 20 nights, that's 2 million people. That would be the biggest ever. And I think, like I mentioned on the BBC Radio Scotland interview, Taylor Swift did 8 nights at Wembley this year. If Oasis do 10 nights at Wembley this year, they've broken that record as well. So that would be absolutely phenomenal. But that's just mad. 2 million people would get to see them. Could it be American tours? Could it be around the rest of the world? Don't know. I wouldn't have thought so at this stage. I would have thought that let's just get these gigs out of the way and then see what happens. Are they getting on? Are they able to, you know, coexist? And then potentially, you know, if it's going well and they're enjoying it, then maybe more will be announced. But I think right now it is just going to be those 20 gigs. Could be completely wrong, and we'll know in about, what, 12 hours? No, 18 hours. What else am I going to say? Lineup. Okay, so lineup. Another rumour has been there will be no original Oasis members. It's just going to be Liam and Noel and the rest of the High Flying Birds, basically. So I think there's a good chance of that. I would have thought, well, the only other options really is, would Tony McCarroll come in? Don't think so. I think that, you know, he sued the band, doesn't get on with Noel. We know he got on with Liam that time, but, you know, it's not, you know, he's met him, I think, once since the split and it was okay. But, you know, I don't think there's any sort of relationship there. I would love him to come on and do a couple of tunes, but very unlikely. So I don't think we're going to have any Tony. Will we have any Gwigsy? No, he's completely out of it. There's no way that he would be getting back involved. Boned, that's the one you would think. Oh, well, it will be Boned. You'll have Boned and Gem sort of both doing guitar, as well as Noel. But I don't know if Noel gets on with Boned. We know Liam does because he's in his touring band. So that's the big question for me. It would be, is it the High Flying Birds plus Boned, or just the High Flying Birds? And Noel has said, I'm not doing it if Boned's in it, which, you know, it would be a shame because Boned is the soul of Oasis. He is that real, you know, that element of Oasis that brings it together. But, you know, if it's like the deal breaker, it's Noel or Boned. You know, if Noel has said, I'm not doing it if Boned's in, then I don't think Liam would say, well, I'm not doing it then. I think Liam would probably say, okay, sorry, Boned, it's got to happen without you then. So we'll see. I would guess that no Boned. Boned hasn't tweeted or anything, or there's been no comment. Also, just to say as well, Anaïs was there yesterday at Reading. She was tweeting about, or she was Instagram updating about it. There has been rumours that Noel was there yesterday. Now, I don't think that's the case. You know, I don't know for definite, but, you know, who knows? I think it would have been bigger news if Noel had been there. But apparently that's the rumour. And not just sort of Richard taking a piss. But there has been talk of that. But I don't think it was true. So where are we? Back to the lineup side then. Alan White, very unlikely. I mean, we know he did come back. He's done a few bits and pieces on social media over the last sort of couple of years. He's been posting sort of in lockdown or post-lockdown, he was posting videos of himself playing Oasis songs. And he has been a lot more positive. You know, for years, he was just gone. And now he's sort of, you know, been a bit more, but just very occasional. You know, he'll just drop the odd little video or odd little post every now and then. But other than that, he's been very quiet. So I would have thought very unlikely. Zach Starkey, probably not. You know, he's very busy with his bands, SSHH and Mantra of the Cosmos and The Who and all this other stuff he does. So I doubt very much he would be involved in an Oasis reunion. Andy, potentially on bass, could be, you never know. I don't think Ride, I was looking at Ride's schedule and I don't think there's any kind of big tours or big albums or something due next summer. So you probably would have space. He has said before, would you join Oasis again? He said, like, in a heartbeat, yes, he definitely would. So I don't think he wouldn't do it. And we know they still get on. You know, Gem and Andy have both sort of been pictured at various Noel things over the years. So, yeah, so I do think they still get on. But, yeah, so there we go. That's sort of where it comes up to. So it looks like it would be, as I said, the report is High Flying Birds plus Liam, which is absolutely fine because the High Flying Birds is basically, you know, Oasis, really, with Mikey Rowe, Chris Sharrock, with Gem. And then so you're missing out, yeah, as I said, the only real other ones that are around are Boned, who we said probably if there's the issue with Noel, and Tony McCarroll, as I said, if there's the issue with Noel. So yeah, if it is just the original brothers plus the High Flying Birds, that'd be a shame because it'd be great to see the other guys. But I don't think they're big enough to be like, ladies and gentlemen, Alan White. And then Alan White comes and does three songs. You know, I don't think it's not like, you know, with other bands that have had like really defining members that you really want to come out and do a song or do a couple of songs. You know, it is just a drummer at the end of the day. So, you know, so the ultimately the band for 99% of people that are going, not as hardcore, but 99% of the rest are there just to see Liam and Noel. And they probably don't even know who the rest are, to be honest, do they? So I think that's all we have to say about it for now. So it is 4:45 now. I'm going to try and get this together and out this evening. And then, and we will see what tomorrow morning holds. And I'm sure we'll be jumping on again to talk about this tomorrow morning. So thank you for listening. Stay calm, everybody. Please relax. This is a good thing. It's a happy time for everyone. So let's just enjoy it, be kind to each other, and good luck. Good luck tomorrow morning. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you everyone so much for your for getting in touch and for lots of very kind things said about the live streams and the being on Sky News and stuff. I do really appreciate it. Like I said, this is all about community. It's all about this family of Oasis fans that look out for each other. So it really does mean a lot. All right. Happy potential Oasis reunion day, everyone. Stay in touch, stay engaged, and stay young.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
ChumbaCasino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No.